Get Up with Josiah and Herbie. On Hit 96.9.
It's officially been 1 week.
Oh, it has too.
1 week of you and I, pal.
Does it mean I like you? Because I just went really high-pitched.
I have to say, what was that?
I don't know what that voice was. But if you go high-pitched, does it mean you like someone?
I'm going to take it as a compliment.
There we go. I'm excited.
You're nervous around me.
It's been 1 week and my
voice is breaking.
My pitch is going very high.
Oh, look, huge show again today. It is trending. Coronavirus. So you actually hit us with the top five things to do instead of using toilet paper.
Oh, that's right. They were quite creative as well. We all learned a new word in that one as well.
No, we didn't. No. And if he says in it to look it up, don't do it. We also got Mario on to speak about the coronavirus in Italy affecting his hometown.
Yeah, his people. They're getting smashed over there. So he tells us about the situation.
I was a little frustrated about being left off a certain event that I shouldn't have, so got into that. Played a new game. You might not have heard this one before. Heads or tails?
It was. It sounds simple, but it's way more complicated than it is.
It was good. Very good. The mullet's back again because an international winner has been titled. We don't think it's better than ours, though.
No, our mullet competition down here is way better, so we're going to step things up very soon. You hear it or in today's case, I can't talk. I'm very tired.
Stop being nervous. It's okay.
It's all right. Can I go back to being a high voice? But I can't even do it when I'm trying now.
Look, you're going to hear some more high voices throughout the catch-up.
Yeah, because I like you so much. Enjoy the catch-up, guys.
Get Up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
Coronavirus is everywhere.
It's everywhere. It's spreading worldwide. It's causing a lot of panic with supermarkets running out of a lot of their stock. And we do joke about it as well because we sort of don't understand it, but it is quite serious.
Well, we joke about it because you've got these toilet paper situations going on and you can't help but laugh at situations like that. But out of all seriousness, there is a bad disease going around the world. Italy, one of the worst affected countries.
They're the second. We know it started in China. That's the biggest hit. But then Italy now has come out and complete country quarantine.
Well, it didn't make any sense to me last night. I was speaking to Dad about it and Dad goes, no, it's because they've got one of the largest elderly populations in the world.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
It does. There's one person, though, who is from Italy. He has family over there, so we thought he'd get him on. It's our political reporter, should we call him today?
That's it, sir.
Mario from Shepparton.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's amore.
Mara, it is your pleasure, okay?
Straight out of the gym and onto the airwaves.
Yeah, mate, it's Mario.
Morning, Mario.
Yeah, buongiorno, my friend. How are you doing?
Oh, we're doing better than your homeland. What's happening over there at the moment?
Yeah, Mara, they're getting wiped out, eh?
It's not good. Italy, the second highest corona cases and deaths worldwide. Your family, they're all in Australia. Everyone's safe and sound?
You know, man, I've got a few cousins and people over in Umbria, you know, in the middle of Italy. And, man, they seem to be okay there, but in Rome and Milan, mate, everybody got the sniffles, eh?
Oh, it's not good. Over here in Australia, we know the toilet paper crisis has gone bonkers. Has it affected your family over in Italy?
You know, man, they don't do toilet paper craziness over there. Everyone just seems to buy their Parmesan.
It's true. It probably clogs them up so they don't need to go. Hey, Mario, just quickly, you're Italian. I've been speaking about this on the show. We need to bring back the bidet, which is what they use in Europe. Instead of toilet paper, they put their butts in the... it washes your bum out. Is that what your family uses?
Yeah, Mara, a bit of a tushy squirt, Mara. It's better than a paper, eh?
The tushy squirt. I haven't heard that one before, Mario. But I know that you do get a lot of food sent over to you. Josiah was telling me that your family... great cooks over in Italy. Have you been able to manage to get anything?
Yeah, Mara, we're pretty much a typical Italian family, Mara. We grow our own, distill our own, and steal our own.
Not from local businesses, though, Mario.
Yeah, mate, not from businesses, no. Mate, I steal hearts.
Oh, he steals hearts, not food from businesses.
Oh, Mario, actually, you might not have heard this, but supposedly because of the coronavirus, petrol prices, they're about to drop and be a lot cheaper. Will that help you in your car-loving business?
I don't know if it's because of coronavirus, actually, Matt. I think what's happening is different, and this is my political nous coming to fruition here, but apparently OPEC and the Russians are having a battle, and that's dropping the oil prices heavy.
Oh,
Mario, you know what? We don't need Carter Rose Moss as our newsreader anymore. Would you take a job as our newsreader here?
Yeah, Mara, I think there might be some problem with translation, but I give it a go. You know, I'll do anything.
It'd be a point of difference, wouldn't it? Yeah, you know, every other newsreader is like, good morning, this is, you know, they've
very
got
formal,
formal yeah. voices. We've got you. Can you, you know what, Mario, why don't you give us your best news, impression right now? If you were to get a job, why don't we just give you a little test
now? This is your interview.
It's now 7 o'clock and you're with Mario on Hit FM, ready for the news, mate.
He's got the job. Wow.
That's good.
Mario, you need a new career. Forget the gym. You've got a radio presenting career.
You might, I'm thinking about taking a career up in secondhand jokes too. You know why?
Why?
So many, like, memes and jokes going around about the coronavirus. Guess what I got yesterday from a mate? I got a text message that said, everyone had a scare that they thought John Travolta had coronavirus, but he just had the Saturday Night Fever, and don't worry, he's staying alive. And you know what I said? I said, mate, he just had chills and they were multiplying.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
I've only been here for a week, but one thing I have learnt, Josiah, is that you speak a lot of smack.
Now, I do get accused of this a fair bit. I don't talk smack. I just speak reality, and my stories are that crazy. People just don't believe it.
No, it's not true at all. I got to work this morning, and I reckon it was probably 10 past five that you dropped the bombshell to me that you are fluent in French.
Oui, oui, je parle un peu.
Now, straight away, I said that's not true. I know that's not true.
Je parle français.
Calling you out now.
Herbie, I studied advanced French in my year 12 exams and passed with flying colours.
Anyone can say they've passed.
Well,
you
haven't
got your paper in front of me, have you?
What we're going to do is play a little game. And what I thought is I get my best mate, Chad, his fiancée, she can speak fluent French, Madeleine, on the phone now. Morning, Madeleine.
Bonjour.
Ça va?
Oui, ça va et toi?
Ça va bien.
I have no idea what has been said or if Josiah's just been talking gibberish then.
Maddie, you understood what I said, didn't you?
Yeah, that was okay. That was hello, how are you? So
okay.
Pretty basic.
I mean, anyone can learn that.
Oui, oui.
Anyone can learn that.
True.
Hey, Maddie, what we're going to do is Herbie's going to throw a few statements at me in English. I'm going to say them in French and you're going to back me up, all right?
Okay.
And if he gets them wrong, please let me know. And one word wrong can even mean he's not fluent as well.
Okay.
All right.
I can do that.
First sentence that I want you to say, Josiah. I eat 5 eggs and only fruit for breakfast.
Give it to me one more time, sorry.
I eat 5 eggs and only fruit for breakfast.
Hey, Siri, how do you say I eat 5 fruit and eggs for breakfast in French?
You are such a...
In French, j'ai des fruits et des œufs pour le petit déjeuner.
How did I go, Maddie?
Yeah, that was good.
Thank you. He gets one from one. How many are we going in?
I knew you were talking smack.
I'm not. I just thought Siri says it better. My French isn't
all right.
Great.
It's here we go. Oh, let's try this one. I believe I'm the most gorgeous person in the Goulburn Valley.
J'espère le most gorgeous person on the Goulburn Valley. How did I go, Maddie? Oh, man, back us up. How do you say it?
Je suis le plus beau du Goulburn Valley.
Oof. Not even close you were.
You know what? I know you're my best mate's fiancé, but my goodness, that sounded sexy.
Oui, oui.
That's why you're not getting any French girls, mate, because you cannot speak it.
Go on, throw one more at me.
You okay? Do you want me to say it?
Yeah, because I've got to prove that I'm French. I can do this.
Paris is overrated.
Hey, Siri.
You're out.
Oh, I give up. You know what? I haven't spoken French for many years. I did do advanced French in school. I can promise that, Maddie.
Your sex appeal has gone way down.
Yeah, way down. Maddie, you and I are going to have to practice the language of love together.
We can do that.
Thanks, Maddie. Miss
when
you.
When Chad's not around.
Yeah, we're talking.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
Herbie. Everyone is obviously talking about the toilet paper situation at the moment.
Yes, to do with coronavirus.
How's your situation going on at home? You got enough?
We're stocked up at the moment, which is good because I haven't had to buy any since I moved here.
I got lucky. So everyone started going nuts about the toilet paper last Tuesday and I just happened to go and get some on the Monday night by
chance.
So I'm stocked up as well. But I thought there's a lot of people that are starting to run out now, and yes, they've just announced that there is definitely going to be an Australian shortage, so it's going to get worse.
And we should say, check on your elderly neighbours. You've got to make sure they've got stock, because if you've got plenty, you can spare one or two rolls to those around you.
Oh, as in give them a roll?
Yeah, because there's some who have been out to make it to the shops.
I thought you meant check on them to wipe their butts for them.
I mean, if you can help them that way too, maybe they need it.
I've put together a list of the top five things you can use instead of toilet paper. So, Herbie, you've got a pen and paper in front of you. Get it out, start scribbling, because this is to help everyone right now. If you're going to get short, you need to make sure you do these exact tips.
The last time I wrote down your top five, it didn't go too well.
Yeah, there's a couple of complaints as well, wasn't there? Number five on the list, we live in one of the greatest parts of Australia. We've got the Murray Rivers. We've got the Goulburn Rivers going through. Don't worry about the toilet. Just go straight down to the river and leave one there.
Rightio. Do you know what? When I was in Vietnam, I was helping build houses when I was a bit younger for widowed women.
Mm.
And we're right near the Mekong Delta, and that's where we had to go.
There was no toilet.
There was a plank, yeah, because we went sort of inland. This village hadn't actually seen people from outside of Vietnam before. And so we went in there, and they just directed us to a plank off.
So you just
into the Mekong Delta.
Into the ocean.
And then I'm experienced in this field.
we'll do a picture of you at Thompson's Beach in Cobram later today. Now, just quickly, how did you wash it?
Just a little shake. You're allowed to bring two sheets with you, but then you have to put that in the bin, so you have to hold that.
Yuck, that is feral. Number four, get a bidet. Spoke about this last week on the show. The French are ahead of the times. They knew coronavirus was happening.
Yes.
Bidet, if you don't know, is like a little toilet that goes next to your toilet, and it has a little like shower hose. And
it's a hose to clean your bum.
They call it the bum gun. It cleans. And I literally, toilet paper should be a sin. We should all be using bidets. Number three, leaves.
Leaves. This is a big one. A lot of people have said this, and articles are getting around it now.
Just be careful. Eucalyptus leaves, there's a lot of those around. You've got to be careful with those. They're a little bit small, and they might leave your bum feeling a bit minty afterwards.
Don't some leaves give you poison ivy? Is that it?
Yeah, you should probably be careful of that. I used to be a landscaper for 5 years, Herbie.
Oh, here we go.
So other landscapers, tradies listening up and early, they'll know the elephant ears. They're a good one. Big plant as well. You can get a lot of use out of those. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jeez, I'm learning things about you today.
Number two on the list. Who do you support in the footy?
St Kilda.
Yeah, use a St Kilda scarf. There's an easy one.
I've seen the Collingwood scarves being used in a lot of memes.
Yeah, well, what's wrong with your St Kilda scarf? Have you got one at home?
I get plenty.
Yeah, you do. There you go. You won't run out of toilet paper anytime soon. Number one on the list, guys. It's a simple one. You've got a shower. Use it.
Really?
Yeah, there's a little thing, Herbie, that me and my friends and I like to call a waffle stomp. I won't describe what that is on air.
A waffle stomp?
Probably don't repeat that. But
I do love waffles, but I haven't heard of a waffle stomp before.
Yeah, well, you can use old Dr. Google and find out exactly what that is. Top five things to use instead of toilet paper, Goulburn Valley. Was it useful?
I just put it in. Don't Google it, guys.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
I am very much a big family person. I come from a big family. Majority of my family still lives in Melbourne in sort of a 5 to 10 kilometre radius. Yeah, it's very close.
Majority of your family are boys as well.
Yeah, so my immediate family, I've got four brothers. One of my brothers, my eldest brother, Matt, he lives in New York. But my three other brothers, they still live with mum and dad.
It's a loose household. Like when you go home, or even your Christmases, right? Every Herbie or Herbstrike, which is your real last name, is Christmas. Your Instagram stories are wild.
She's a fun day in the Herbie household, that is for sure. But it wasn't a fun time for me on the weekend, because my brother's girlfriend, she actually came to visit me here in Shep, because she grew up in Cobram. So she thought for the long weekend, she'll pop up, see how I'm going, but also she can see her family. So Ash was here and we were just chatting away, and she goes, oh, are you going to go to your brother's farewell at the end of this month? Sorry, what farewell?
Oh,
I have no idea about this. I do know that one of my brothers, Carl, he's now moving to the UK. And so I knew that was happening, but I didn't know that there was a going away, a farewell, a party, any good riddance to him. I didn't have any clue.
What's your relationship with Carl? Like, should you be there?
Yeah, Carl's the brother underneath me. We're very close, get along with him like a house on fire. His two best mates are basically brothers as well. Really close
to
him.
Ash has been invited to this party, mm-hmm, and she's dating one of the other brothers. So yes, it's not even her own boyfriend's party.
No, it's not her boyfriend. Oh. She just has met him before.
So what did he say? Have you called him or told him?
Obviously, I FaceTimed him straight away, and he just said, oh, sorry, what is this? I've gone, oh, you haven't invited me to the event. There's even an event. It's not just, you know, spread word of mouth sort of thing. So I've been added to the event, which is good to know that another 130 people are on the event as well.
So that means there's another 130 people as priority before you.
Before me, and I am his only sister. And I was quite pissed off, I'm going to be honest. I was annoyed.
So what did you do? Are you going to give him the cold treatment? Like what's the process
no,
now?
I'm going to go. But it did frustrate me because I've been left out of a big event. So I'm going to complain for a while and I'm going to let everyone know that I was forgotten
you're
and that they
girl.
Have to make it up to me.
Even though you're basically a bloke, you're also such a girl in that regard. You've got the attributes, you know what? You'll not let go of something. Just get up, turn there, have a drink and be, you know, be cool
I
about
will,
it.
But he also will be sending me presents from the UK because he's got to make it up to me.
Can you make it 131? Could old Uncle Josiah come along as well?
You might get an invite. Have you ever been left off a big event, family, friend or something?
I'm trying to think of something. My family are pretty good and considerate like that, thank goodness. No, I remember once when I was a kid, something that scarred me was they all got to go to the fair across the road and Dad banned me from coming along, but that was basically because I was being naughty. So I got left behind for doing that. But I remember because of it, I was sitting there watching TV while they're all enjoying the jumping castles and stuff. Watching TV, then popping up in front of the TV, I would have been like 7 or 8 years old. It was when Princess Diana died.
Oh!
And that's how I found it. So they came back from the fair all happy with their fairy floss. I'm in trouble sitting on the couch going, Princess Diana's died. The dad's like, shut up and go to your room.
Meanwhile, you're in trouble again.
Yeah, he sits down and he's like, oh my goodness, he's not lying.
I mean, you got left out of a good event, but you made.
I know. It's a lifelong memory now.
Another event.
Unbelievable.
We want to know, though, because this is a common thing. After discussing this with my housemates and everything on the weekend, people do get forgotten time after time. Mm. And that's who we want to speak to this morning. You can get involved 13, 12, 16. What event have you been left out of?
Yeah, has it been something huge, a family event? What
holiday?
Is it? Maybe it's your mate's bucks party. My mate Chad, we had one on the Gold Coast a couple of weeks ago. There was only 8 of us that went because we didn't want it to be too big. We had about 10 other boys contact us going, where was the invite?
Whoa.
13, 12, 16 is the number. If you've been left out of something, give us a call now.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
Molly's in Yarrawonga. What have you been left out of?
Guys, last year, my family decided to go on an overseas holiday, but I didn't get the call up.
Where did your family go?
They did, like, London for a couple of weeks, and, yeah, I was not included on that trip.
Two quick questions for you, Mol. First of all, do you still live at home with the family, and how old are you?
I'm 25, and, yes, I'm still at home with mum and dad, but they must have thought that, yeah, I had something on that week, but yeah.
I was going to say, if you moved out of home, different story, you're your own woman now, but the fact is still under their roof. Come on, Mum, take us.
Yeah, I know, rude.
Did your siblings get an invite?
Yep, brother, sister, all went along. They're a little bit younger than me, but yeah, I was included.
Did you at least get a souvenir?
Yeah, I got a key ring.
Oh,
I'm trying to figure out why you didn't get invited. Either two things. Are you the ugly duckling or do you have a boyfriend they don't like?
Maybe a bit of both.
Oh.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
We have been discussing mullets of late. We kicked this off on Friday where we thought, let's chuck it out to the GV, see if we can find the best mullet, and we were overwhelmed.
Yeah, we were. Hit Goulburn Valley is the Facebook page. Give it a like, and while you're there, check out our post with all the mullets. People have been leaving their photos. They are unbelievable.
There are some ripper mullets out there, inundated with entries we have for the GV's best mullet. But it was yesterday, I was checking the old interwebs, and
is that internet?
And I saw a picture of a mullet, and I thought, go on, we've gone global. The GV's gone global. No, we haven't yet. I'll say yet. What I did see, though, was a picture of a man with a mullet who has just been crowned the best international mullet at Mullet Fest.
Where's that?
See, I didn't know it was a thing.
And why is it not here?
I'm baffled by it. So it's held in Kurri, New South Wales.
Oh, yeah, just outside of Newcastle there.
And they have been having it for a few years now. And Rob Ayton from the UK has actually taken out this international best mullet.
Nah, there's way more mullets down here. I've been to Kurri. You see way more around the Goulburn Valley.
Oh, just on the weekend we saw plenty. And I don't even rate Rob's mullet that much. I don't think it's that great. If you want to check it out, you can go to our Instagram page at HitGV, and that's where you can actually sort of vote on how good you think
Hang
his
on.
Mullet is.
I'm going there now. Let me have a look.
It's long.
Oh, that's terrible.
I'll give him that. It's sort of got the long rat tail effect. It's quite goes past his shoulders. But some of the ones we've got on our Facebook page.
Oh, this guy, it's feral. His is he looks like a rat. He's got a little moustache as well. I'm telling you right now, you're right. The ones that we've been receiving. What about the guy that's got the fluffy mullet with the VB shaved into his head?
Edged into it.
He'd shred this guy from the UK.
Easily. Now, Rob, he has had his mullet for 4 years. He first got it when he was in Australia. Then he went back home and he kept it. And now he's just come back for a skateboarding competition. And it just so happens to be the same time as Mullet Fest. But now he's leaving a champion, which sort of annoys me because, as you said, we've got the best ones here.
I know. Why are we giving it to the people in the UK?
Couldn't care less about them. It's not their thing.
No,
it's our thing.
It is. It's an Aussie thing. We wear our short shorts, our footy shorts. We have a VB and we wear our mullets.
So what I'm suggesting here is scrap Curry Curry's Mullet Fest in New South Wales. We're in Victoria now. Let's create our own.
What, like a mullet fest?
A mullet fest. And let's not think about all the people going back to their countries and actually crown a local one.
Can I ask what happens at a mullet fest? Because I'm a bit worried to see what really goes down.
Head bopping. I don't know. I mean,
a lot of utes.
I'd say there'd be some beer intake.
Cheap beer intake as well, because it'd have to be like tradie hour.
Yeah, it'd have to be.
Are there many mullets out there that aren't tradie mullets? Do you know what I mean? Like,
do you see a lawyer with a mullet? I mean, would you take them seriously in the courtroom? I would.
Oh, would you want your, right, you've been up for murder, poor Herbie's done murder again, right, and you hire the best lawyer in the country, he rocks up with a mullet, you're not getting off.
Big bad Baz.
Baz is not getting you off your trial.
Baz might get me off. The intimidation skill might just work.
You know what, Herbs, I like your idea of a mullet fest. Let's speak to some of the bosses here at work.
Let's get a local one in the GV.
Oh, we have to. If we can put on a mullet fest or something like that.
We've already got over 100 people's mullets on our socials. Let's get them all there.
Well, if there's 100 mullets in a room at the one time, we've got ourselves a festival. A
Someone
mini one.
Gonna have to hold me back.
Stop.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
It continues tonight, 7:30 p.m. on Channel 9. And one of the grooms on the show, Drew, joins us on the phone now. Morning, mate.
Good morning, legends.
How are you going with your marriage, mate? You and KC, it seems up and down. She seems like a bit of a psycho. Are you going all right, mate?
Oh, we're going all right, mate. Yeah, it is a roller coaster of emotions, though, the whole experiment. So, so far, so good.
We do know that Casey has a bit of an issue when it comes to your toys, your soft toys.
She's not a fan.
No. If it came down to it, Cornelius or Casey, you had to choose on the spot. Who are you picking?
Mate, if it came down to it, I'd probably have to get rid of the toy. But, you know, luckily that hasn't happened, so I'm all right. I'm hanging in there.
She tried. She got very close, but no cigar so far. I want to talk about last night's episode. It was pretty wild, and no doubt tonight's dinner's going to be even more
juicy.
It's going to be even more wild. Michael, he seems like a bit of a peanut, and I'm good mates with Mikey from the show. I don't know if you got to spend time with him because he kind of left before you started.
He was gone. We got to meet after.
Oh, that's good.
He's
a good bloke. Plus, there's a couple other contestants we've had on the show. No one seems to say anything good about him. Is he that much of a? Am I allowed to say the P-R-I-C-K word?
Look, man, I found most of the people on there. Yeah, really good. And it's just, I think with Michael, you know, I didn't really have a problem with anybody, and you kind of knew what you were going to get. Like, he's a shit stirrer, and he loves to stir the pot, but once you kind of knew that, it was all right, I think. For myself anyway, there was other people that definitely felt different, but like, I try and get along with everybody, so yeah.
But do you get along with him now? Because there's a lot of headlines saying that he's got your missus.
Look, there's a few people that I haven't spoken to since the show, and it's not because I haven't wanted to. It just kind of hasn't happened. But yeah, like, we're not best mates or anything like that. But, you know, I'd be quite happy to sit down and have a beer with him.
Beautiful. How are you going, mate? With you, obviously, you're a musician as well. You play up there in Cairns? You're a Cairns boy. Have you been down to the Goulburn Valley before? We're based in Shepparton. You've been down and played down here before?
Not yet, mate. I'd love to get down there. Yeah, definitely. Love to come down there soon. I'll come in and say hello in the studio.
Do a little live acoustic set. You, me, Drew, your toy, Cornelius.
Yeah. Mate, Cornelius would have to come on tour again. That's where he originated from. We went down and played at Groove and the Moo, and yeah, the band kind of grabbed him, and he kind of became a bit of a band mascot, and it just ended up at my house. So.
How good.
We know the dinner party tonight is expecting to have a lot of drama, especially around Alex and Evan with a cheating scandal. Can you confirm that Alex does cheat?
Cannot confirm anything, ever.
But does it get very juicy tonight?
Yeah, it does, from what I can remember. Like, we kind of see the shows as you see them, and I haven't got the best memory, so I'm just as surprised as everybody else when I watch the show, to be honest. But, look, whenever the drama, I'm so anti-drama and anti all that, so I kind of just start stuffing my face as soon as somebody raises their voice, so you might see me eating a lot of food.
Now, if you were to be single at the end of this experiment, what kind of lady would you be open to meeting? Because it does seem like maybe Casey isn't your first choice of lady.
No spoilers. No spoilers, yeah.
But hypothetically...
Hypothetically, type of person I usually go for is pretty chilled out, laid back. You know, like I live up in Cairns and, yeah, anti-drama, just nice and chilled. Low maintenance kind of thing, so yeah.
And loves soft toys.
Yeah.
You don't have to love soft toys, you just can't hate them.
Good one. And hypothetically, before you go, you get a phone call saying, Drew, we want you to be the next Bachelor. Is that a yes?
Mate, look, this is the hardest thing I've ever done. I probably won't be putting my hand up for another reality TV show.
I feel you, mate.
It was a beautiful experience, but yeah, full on.
I can imagine. Well, mate, you're doing a good job so far. We're enjoying seeing you on our screens. Drew, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
We thought we've got some double passes to give away. We've got to spice it up. We can't just give them to you. So if you are interested in going along to the Bendigo Craft Beer and Cider Festival this Saturday, we're playing the simple game of heads or tails.
Yeah, we're using Siri this morning. If you get it right, literally double passes all yours. They're worth a bit of money, so this is an awesome prize. Shay is in Echuca. What are you up to?
Just driving on the way to work.
Would you be keen to head along to the Bendigo Craft Beer and Cider Festival this Saturday?
Yeah, sounds awesome.
Well, all you have to do is guess correctly, heads or tails, Shay?
Tails.
Alrighty, let's see how you go. This is a really complicated game.
Hey Siri, heads or tails?
Shay.
Shay.
It's a bad start.
I'm sorry, Shay.
Oh, that's okay.
You got through anyway. It was nice. To have a good morning, yeah?
Yes, you too. See ya.
All righty, let's move on to PJ's in Shepparton. Morning, mate.
Morning.
What's plans this morning? Where are you up to?
Not much. Of words.
Would you like to go heads or tails, PJ?
I'll go tails.
Ooh, here we go. Can we win it?
Hey, Siri. Heads or tails?
This time.
Yeah!
PJ!
You're on, mate.
Awesome.
You've scored yourself a double pass to the Bendigo Craft Beer and Cider Festival.
Thank you.
Good on you, mate. Hope you like beer.
Yeah, no, it's my bad.
You and I both have a great morning.
You too.
Alrighty, let's move on. Let's see if we can get another one on the board. Let's move on to Michael in Katanga. Morning, mate. What are you doing up early?
I just got home from work.
Well, you did the night shift, do you?
Yeah, mate.
Jeepers, that's tough. You definitely deserve this double pass. Would you like to go heads or tails?
Heads, please.
Ooh, I like it. Come on, Siri, come with the goods.
Hey, Siri, heads or tails?
Heads.
Yeah! You're on, Michael. Two from two to finish. How good is that, mate? You're heading along to Bendigo Beer and Cider Festival this weekend.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Have a good time, mate. I reckon that game will come back, Herbs.
I think it's an easy game and it's a great prize. Up for grabs, we've got some more double passes we will give away tomorrow.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
I want to give a quick shout-out to somebody. Katy Perry, she could be listening to us.
She could be indeed. We know she's in the country. She arrived, I think, at the end of last week. She's been doing a fair few appearances. She played at the women's cricket final on Saturday night. I don't know if you saw that show. Incredible.
Yeah. And
6 months pregnant, and she nailed it.
Well, we had a public holiday Monday, so we get to talk about the Aussie cricket team winning as well. Unbelievable stuff. She was on the project last night. Awesome interview with the team there. And they're based in Melbourne, and she's travelling to Bright today because she's performing the Savo.
Morning, Katy Perry, actually. She's definitely listening.
That's what I'm saying. She could be on the Hume Highway as we speak, driving to Bright. So morning to you. Give us a call, 13 12 16.
Imagine that. Imagine Katie calling through.
If she did, that'd make my whole life. And also morning to everyone in Bright this morning that do listen to the show as well.
So we know she's going to Bright. It was announced just over a month ago that Katie will be coming because we know over the Christmas New Year's period, Australia was heavily affected by the bushfires and Bright was evacuated. It was more one of the luckier places where they had a bit of warning because it is a tourist destination. I know a lot of my family members actually were planning to go up there over Christmas and then had to change plans.
Mm.
One person went up, my auntie, and they've got three young kids, got there, set up, did the whole, you know, unpacking, which with three young kids can take a while, and then they got the tap on the shoulder after finishing saying, you've got to be out by tomorrow.
How frustrating would that be?
Frustrating,
as well.
But also you'd love to have the information to be prepared to leave.
Well, there's a bigger thing than that as well, and that's local businesses being affected in the area, and that's why we've been encouraging, and this is exactly what Katy Perry's doing, everyone to get back into the region. Like, for example, you and I went to Mount Buller on the weekend.
Yep.
Same thing, guys. Mansfield, Mount Buller, the whole Alpine region.
They were doing really well.
Yeah, especially Brighton. That's why Katy Perry's performing there, to encourage everyone to get back, because we need to go into these businesses, spend local, take an empty esky, go to a cafe, and you know what, when you finish, tip them $20 for no reason otherwise, other than they've been shut down for a couple of months.
Yeah, and chat. Like, speak to the community, see how they're going, because you always want to know if everyone is okay. So this is the time to ask people how they are going. And I think what's great about Katie is that we know that she's a California girl and they were affected by bushfires as well. So that's why she's helping Australia like so many other celebs, but she's just a great lass, I reckon.
She is. So what are the details of the event tonight? So the tickets are mainly, they're kind of in a pecking order, aren't they?
Yes.
So first of all, it's for CFA volunteers and firefighters. And then it's for locals in the Alpine region. And then there's kind of the pecking order before there. Where do we come in at that order, Herbie?
We come in very, very at the bottom.
That's why we're not going to be there.
Of that. But we'd love if anyone is heading there from the Goulburn Valley to send us photos from the event. We'd love to share them around on our socials. It is happening tonight at Pioneer Park in Bright at 6 o'clock. It all kicks off.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.